From North State Public Radio, I'm Ken Duvall.
And I'm Anthony Vosick with your headlines for Wednesday, August 12th.
Coming up, the Valley's Edge housing development in Chico has been dealt another legal blow, but California lawmakers are considering rules that could reopen the case. We'll have the latest on the controversial Chico development.
Also, some campfire survivors say they were never fully compensated for what they lost. A bill nearing a California Senate vote would order a state review.
And one of the year's brightest meteor showers is peaking, and a new moon could give North State sky watchers an especially dark sky. More on how to watch the Perseids is coming up.
But first, Chico's controversial Valley's Edge development was dealt another legal setback last week. But the court's decision may not be the end of the project. NSPR's Andre Bayek has more on a bill at the state capitol that could revive the housing plan.
Chico voters rejected Valley's Edge at the ballot box in 2024. The developers have been challenging the vote, but a state appeals court said that challenge was filed too late. It agreed with a lower court that they had 90 days after the city adopted the results. The court says the developers missed that deadline. But a state bill introduced when Republican Congressman James Gallagher was in the assembly could give the project new life. AB 2676 would allow 3 years to file Housing Crisis Act lawsuits like the Valley's Edge case and apply retroactively to pending cases. The bill would also let state housing officials void voter-approved housing restrictions that violate state law, potentially including Valley's Edge. The bipartisan bill passed the assembly and is now in the Senate. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
The California Senate could soon vote on a bill that would help some survivors of utility-caused wildfires recover money they say they're still owed. AB 2700 would require the state to review gaps between wildfire survivors' damages and their settlements. The state would then recommend ways the utilities could make up the difference. The bill would include the campfire. Paradise Mayor Steve Crowder recently went to Sacramento to support it. He says survivors weren't fully compensated through the Fire Victim Trust Fund.
Everybody was shorted about 30% off of their settlement. And, a lot of them are still struggling to get on with their lives.
The bill only includes utility-caused fires on or before July 12, 2019. The bill has passed the state assembly and is now under review in the Senate.
Separately, the U.S. Congress has sent a bipartisan disaster tax bill named for the late Representative Doug LaMalfa to the president. The bill makes it easier to deduct certain disaster-related losses from taxes. It would also shield some wildfire settlement payments from federal income tax. The bill cleared the Senate last week after passing the House. Jefferson Public Radio reports it renews a law that expired last year.
North State Sky Watchers are in for a treat this week. The annual Perseid meteor shower peaks over the next couple of nights during the new moon. NSPR's Dave Schlom has more.
The Perseids are already underway with some of the best viewing happening overnight tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. The key is finding a dark spot away from city lights. Under ideal conditions, you could see dozens of meteors an hour, including the occasional bright fireball. You don't need a telescope or binoculars. Just find a comfortable place to recline and look up. The Perseids come from debris left behind by Comet Swift-Tuttle. As Earth passes through that trail, tiny particles about the size of a pencil point slam into our atmosphere at tremendous speeds and burn up, creating the flashes of light. Your best chance to see them is between midnight and dawn, though you may spot some earlier in the night. In Red Bluff, I'm Dave Schlom.
In other things to know today, the Butte County Board of Supervisors is moving forward with a plan to reduce flooding in Palermo. Supervisors accepted the proposed Palermo Master Drainage Plan yesterday and asked staff to gather more information about maintenance costs and possible funding. The plan includes several options to address decades of drainage problems in the community. It'll come back to the board at a future meeting.
And a new daily bus service is connecting Redding with Sacramento and its airport. Gold Runner's Route 5 began service Monday with two round trips a day and stops in Red Bluff, Orland, and DeWilliams. One-way tickets from Redding to Sacramento cost about $23.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, August 12th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Anthony Vosick.
And I'm Ken DeVall. Have a great day.